Hi guys, and welcome back to How to Become a Webcam Model. And in today's video, we're going to be covering the top five scams that you'll most likely find whilst being a webcam model. We're also going to cover how to avoid getting scammed. So I'm not saying everyone's a scammer. Far from it. You'll find most people on a day-to-day basis will not scam you. But they do crop up. And depending on what platform you're on, depending on what you're selling at the time, people will try and scam you occasionally. A few of the ones we're going to go over today are more common than others, and not particularly very sophisticated in their style. But even still, they're worth keeping an eye out for, just to know what people are up to and keep yourself safe. And just so you know, these are in no particular order other than the last one, because it's probably the most common you'll find. So let's dive into the first one. So first up is the fake admin. They do happen. I know a couple of sites like Live Jasmine has a little problem with it occasionally. And what they basically do, these scammers come into your room, pretend to be an admin. They'll have maybe a convincing-ish name, but they're not admin. They'll try and get you to do things whilst you're on cam. There's a whole box of tricks they try and do on you. The best way to spot whether someone's a real admin or not is most sites will change the color of the name on the page. So when you look at the screen, it will be a different color to the normal people logging into your room. If they're the same color, chances are they're not the admin. What you'll find is a lot of sites will, if an admin's looking at your page, they will either message you into the help box, into your private messages, or they'll send an email. It's very rare. I don't think once I've ever been on one of my usual sites and seen an admin come into my room. Probably because they've got backdoor access. They don't have to go into your room. They can see what's on there. But I know some sites do have like an admin that logs in and talks to you. So to avoid these people, as I said, if they're not a different color, if their name's not different color, don't trust them. They're not an admin. So next up is the fake tip. Apparently this is a thing. I've never come across it on any of the sites that I use, but some sites have reported that people go around fake tipping. So what these people do will log into your room, send you a message that could resemble a tip, and they will ask you to do something. This I could see a few people, if they've never been on a cam site and streamed before, could get caught out on. A common way to spot this scam is if you're on a stream site, what will normally happen when you get tipped is a message will pop up on your screen saying how much you've earned, but what you'll find is it will be in a different color, like it'll be boxed. The message, instead of just being in the normal chat, it will stand out so you notice it and you can thank that person. This is what the scammers don't know, so and they can't do nothing about it. So that box will look like StreamMate, I think Chatterbait. When you're tipped, it will be like in a big orange box or big yellow box. That can't be replicated. I think other sites have emojis that pop up on the screen, so they're really obvious once you've got a tip and to thank that client. It's not something that can be replicated and it's quite easy to spot, so don't get caught out by that one. The next up is fake webcam sites. They are very, very common. You'll stumble across them all day long looking for new sites to sign up to. And what you'll find is these are not the actual main site. These are like a third party site, and I've spoken about these in previous videos. These people will sign you up, pretend that they're going to advertise you more, give you all the ins and outs of what to do on site. They'll give you like inside tips. They'll promise you the earth, and actually they won't deliver anything. But what they will do is they'll take a cut of your, I don't know, 30% you're earning off of a campsite, because that's what most charge. They'll take a percentage of your money. So they'll probably charge the campsite like an extra 2% to, as a signing bonus, but then they'll also charge you 2-3% as a commission or like a fee to work in for them. You don't work for them, you work for the main site. So the way to avoid this, quite obviously, is go direct to reputable sites. There's a list of them I've listed below in my links. So go to those sites. Do not get scammed by third-party like companies that are pretending to be the CAM site. It's just not worth it. You're going to lose out at the end of the day. So the next one is the Fake Sky Private Show. This one happens all the time. It's happened to me a couple of times where people have asked for a private show. I've kind of agreed it and then realized it's a potential scam. What these people do will log into something like Sky Private or whatever platform you use Skype on, take your details, log back out, and start messaging you. And if you're not eagle-eyed, you might find you get caught out on this one. If it's your first time on Sky Private, what will happen if you're logged in to Sky Private through the actual download you get from the site, it spots and knows all members. It is like a recognition software as well. So when someone messages you, that program pops up in the bottom corner of your screen and tells you the stats of how long this person's been a member for, when their last call was, how much they spent, their average rating. It tells you all this information that pops up on the side of your screen. If you're getting a message from someone, and this includes the chat messages, just the text messages, that message always pops up. So if you're not seeing that message pop up, it's definitely someone trying their luck and hoping that you're going to pick up that call and they're not going to get charged for it. So keep an eye out on the program working in the background of your laptop. Just make sure it's popping up and you're logged in, because it's an easy one when you've had a lot of shows in a day. You sort of tired as well. I notice it when I'm tired more. The message just doesn't pop up. And it's a quite a common one and easy to overlook. So don't get caught out by accepting calls that you're never going to get paid for. Last but no means least, and this is probably the most common scam I come across. Now, maybe it's me just being a bit of a cynic, but it's the most common thing that comes up all the time. And it's the fake content buyers. These people will ask you to make a personalized video, and they'll just try and not pay for it. If you're using a trusted site like ManyVids, any of the webcam sites, it's an easy one to avoid. It's when you go it alone like I do, or I take requests from people on Twitter, on Instagram, stuff like that. That's where you're more than likely going to get caught out. And you're going to get caught out because you've not got the backing of the site behind you. You're going on pure faith that this person's going to pay you. So what I try and do is I'm happy to agree to any video, pretty much. pretty much. And what I'll do is I'll make it regardless. It could be something I could sell on to another client, advertise on another platform, upload it to there. So I can still earn on that. I will make that video, but that client who asked for it will never get that video before that, like before they send the money. I want to see that money in my bank or on my account, one of my payment accounts, before that video ever even leaves my inbox. Because what you'll do is you'll send that video, that person will just block you, delete you. It's quite simple business. You don't go to the supermarket, take all your food home, and then go back and pay for it. It's not how it works. You don't go clothes shopping, take everything out of the shop that you want, and then come back a week later and stuff like that. It just doesn't happen. So don't get caught out by it. I had it a couple of days ago where someone who bought a video off me before asked for me to send another personalized video. And I said, great, yeah, no problem. I'll make it, I'll do whatever with you. I make it exactly how you want it. How are you going to pay this time? I'm going to pay you next time. I mean, no. I'm not charity. I know people have a hard time at the moment and everyone's got their own circumstances, but we're also trying to make a living as well. So you can't expect it for free. And as I say, this person had bought from me before. So in theory, I could have gone, yeah, no problem. But how stupid would I have felt if I blocked them afterwards? Or they blocked me, sorry, afterwards. I'm never going to see that person again. My content's gone forever. And they could be doing whatever they want with it. If they can do that anyway, but I still want paying for it. So they can do what they want with it after they've bought it, basically. So it's just, as I say, it's quite an easy one to get caught out by. But even if you trust people, you trusted customers, you've been selling to them for ages. Just don't get scammed by them, because then they won't come back in the future. Just be upfront with them, be honest, and say you are running a business. Don't be horrible because you could potentially lose them forever. But just explain it to them for the sense that, you'd rather be paid first, just as a mutual respect kind of thing. Because if they do respect you, they'll understand that, and they will pay you first. They'll say, okay, no problem. I'll pay you in a week. I'll buy it in a week's time. And then you wait a week to send it and they'll pay you beforehand. That's how it'll work. Any true loyal customer will be fine with that. Any that don't, question whether they're going to scam you or not. As I say, this one's happened to me a couple of times where people have just asked for stuff and they've not been willing to pay for it. So get your money up front first. And that's it for this video. I just wanted to tell you what to look out for when these scammers come knocking at your door, because they will on every platform. They'll hit up your social media asking for special content, even though you're not selling it elsewhere. So just be aware of them. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, hit that notifications icon to get notified on the next video, which is coming very soon. If you've got any questions, hit me up in the comments on this video, in my blog, or on my social media. Until next time, peace out.